My thing is like, what if I run out of time? I'm behind. I know I'm behind. What if I run out of time? What if I run out of time? That's like on a constant loop. And it occurs to me when I heard you say it, I heard in my head, like, do you really think that the universe wants you to kill yourself trying to rush everything? Like, if you achieved everything you wanted to in this lifetime by going at 100 miles per hour, like, is that a life worth living? You know what I mean? Hello, hello, high vibing it homies. I hope you are having a great day. If not, hopefully this podcast episode will help to turn it around for you guys. It's your co-hosts, Lindsay and Kelsey here. Myself being Kelsey, if you're new to the podcast. Lindsay, she's my bestie. She's a hypnotherapist. I'm a best-selling author, manifesting coach, self-love coach. And we really started this podcast to just bring more light and love and self-care and self-love and manifesting and magic and living your best life and giggles and sparkles to the world. So that's what we're here for.
Let's not forget the realness.
And the realness, yes.
Today is about the realness.
We do. So real. Like to keep it real here on the pod. Real, real.
And at the time of this recording, it's a full moon. So we are vibing in the full moon energy. If you're not listening on the full moon, stop it and wait for the next. No, I'm just kidding. Don't stop it. But if you are listening like on the April full moon, because I'm not sure exactly when this one's going to air, but you probably will be feeling the vibes as well. I don't know. This full moon has really, we got to talk about that too.
Really? Full moons always get me like a day or two before. I feel like all big transits, I feel them like a little bit before they happen. And then by the time it happens, I'm like, oh yeah.
It's like 3 days before there. And 3 days after. Isn't that the idea? Like you'll feel it. That's when that.
Yeah, it takes a minute. It's not just like right that second when it happens that you feel it. But I feel like I always feel everything early and then it goes away. And then I'm on to the next early thing. So like today, I don't really feel like the full moon vibes. Like that was yesterday. I was like cleaning my whole house and I was like, got to get everything perfect.
Okay. Hydrate. Should we talk about that now or should we talk about that later? Because
take a little side tangent before we go into our topic
very different
of the day.
Experience. I have been as like absolutely exhausted with no rhyme or reason. And I told my husband, I was like, it's either the full moon or I need to go to the doctor. Just started
or like I'm dying
yesterday or the day before, because you know me, I always do that. I'm like, it's gotta be this or it's terrible. But anyway, I was taking naps, I got a full night's sleep, and yet I was still like dragging. I was like, what is going on? I don't understand. And I also like my vibe was kind of low, like I wasn't really feeling energized energetically or physically or mentally, emotionally, nothing. I just felt completely drained. And then I saw the full moon's coming or the full moon energy's here. And I'm like, okay, I don't like to be the person that blames everything on the moon, but I blamed it completely on, I full on moon, it's your fault that I feel this way. And it did kind of make me feel better to do that because I knew it maybe wasn't just me like being, I don't know, like I know I'm not a lazy person. And I know that even saying that, you know, not to be lazy, it's not a real thing. And I always catch people saying that about themselves. And I'm like, stop it. But even me, I'm just like, I don't know what's wrong with me. Anyway, you were cleaning your whole house. I was like wanting to go hide in a hole. And I think that if you guys listening can fall anywhere on that spectrum, you know, it's probably normal, maybe.
Well, the full moon, it really just amplifies however you're feeling. So if you've been working too hard, if you're feeling tired, it's just all culminating. It's all manifesting. It's all catching up to you on the full moon.
Yeah.
For me, like new and full moon, I always know they're happening by either my cycle or I know that they're happening because I have this insatiable need to deep clean my home.
Yes.
I get obsessive and I'm like, oh my God, it's 10 o'clock, but I have to vacuum. Like I absolutely have to vacuum. Like I cannot simmer down. I cannot go to sleep. Like if I don't vacuum, I can't keep living. Like I just have to, right? It's like this weird, insatiable.
I mean, that's a good habit to have, I guess.
Like passionate need to like do the things that haven't been done around the house.
Yeah.
And then I be doing that for a few like hours and I'll be like, this is crazy. Why am I so obsessed with cleaning my house today? And then I'll, sure enough, I'll check my moon sure app enough. And boom, it's about to be a full moon or it's about to be.
See, and that's the thing that I always like, I believe it more if I hear like with me and with you and with somebody saying like, I didn't know why everything was going wrong. And then I realized, or then I read that it was Mercury retrograde or something like that. Like if you don't know that it's happening, but you recognize that something's happening, it kind of just validates like, oh, not just my life in shambles. It's actually maybe more than that. Maybe it's an energetic temporary thing. And you know, the full moon is all about releasing, right? Releasing what we're ready to let go of and getting, making room for what we want. And the new moon is all about setting intentions and making sure that your manifestations are exactly, you know, you're being, well, I guess intentional with whatever it is that you're manifesting. So cleaning your house kind of falls in both of those categories, making room for the new and getting rid of the old. And, you know, anyway, I think the theme of this episode is actually right in line with getting like releasing and getting rid of the old so you can make room for the new. It was my idea for once. Kelsey always has the best ideas for the episode. So I'm very happy to announce this was my idea.
Yeah.
Because I've been feeling this way. And Kelsey was like, yeah, because I think she's probably been feeling that way too.
But sometimes. I go in and out of feeling like, well, I think when you're just a highly ambitious person and you have really big dreams and goals, it's very difficult to slow down, to smell the roses, to make it okay to be where you are. And I know like in my family, especially my dad too, he has this tendency of like always working because he feels like he always needs to be producing. Yeah. And I know that I've definitely taken that on as like my responsibility and role as well. And even my sister kind of has this like wounding where it's like, if I'm not being productive, I'm not being a valuable asset to society, or if I'm not working or I'm not creating, then I'm not providing or whatever it is. And so it can be hard to just slow down and like embrace the journey. But when you were like, I think that we should do an episode on just making it okay to be where you are, because we all struggle with that, I was like, yes, everybody can relate, I think, in one form or another, especially our listeners who are into living their best life. And of course, I'm sure that involves working, creating, monetizing, doing, you know, there's just a lot that goes into that sometimes. And well, we can lose sight of just the being part.
And I do appreciate that you went into your reasoning for it. Like when you feel this way, it's because you picked this up from your dad or, you know, your sister, that need to produce for, and you can, there's so many reasons why we get to this place. Mine is I hold relaxation, joy, peace. For some reason, for me, it's a reward system. Like I can't,
you withhold it from yourself as a form of motivation.
Yeah. I don't let myself relax or say to myself like, well, when this is done, then you can say it's okay to go do this thing. And again, everybody has their own reasoning for it, but I kind of want to dive into both of ours and kind of for those that do share our reasoning, because it's for you and it's for me and also you and us too. So it's for everybody involved. And I think we can all heal today on this full moon. But let's talk about yours first. So the need to produce, I think that's also a man-gen trait and we both are that as well. So we got a lot in the works.
Yeah, and I'm also an Enneagram 3, which is like the achiever. So it's just, I think, in my DNA in every single way to produce, to achieve, to create, to make things, to publish things. I mean, if you look at like my age and how many books I've written, like I can't stop writing books. I can't stop creating content, online courses, this podcast. I mean, we have hundreds and hundreds of episodes on this podcast. Like we cannot be stopped, right? But we do need to take breaks, which I'm very proud of us for slowing down the podcast and producing two episodes a month versus four. Which was like a hard decision for us to make. So we're like, for years we've been doing an episode every single week, showing up every single week, but life was just getting so full and we really wanted to embrace this concept of slowing down and making space and making it okay to not move forward as fast. And so we've gone down to two episodes a month, which I think has been really great. It's been helping me a lot, honestly. Hopefully the
Yeah,
listeners
and I
aren't
agree
too
too.
sad. I know there's hundreds more episodes you can go back into the archives and listen to, but I think it makes it more special to have 2 episodes a month. And we're just really about like the quality over quantity. But what were you saying? You're asking me about my relationship to the doing.
Well, real quick about going down in frequency, I completely agree with you. I think that it was a good thing for us to do, and to speak on the amount of episodes we have. I actually happen to know very personally someone who I think like a few months ago, 3 months maybe, started from the very beginning of our podcast. She'd never listened to it before, and she listens every day on her way to work, and she is still only in 2020. So she's got a long way to go. And if you haven't listened to every episode, there are so many
There's even an
episodes.
episode on new moon and full moon manifesting back in the archives.
Yes.
Like in the beginning, I remember
We
we did an
covered it
episode about
all.
that.
And I'm
And
pretty
then
sure.
speaking of like cleaning your house and feng shui, we just did an episode with Marie Diamond on feng shui.
Yeah.
Like we have so much good stuff in the archives. Like
Yeah.
even
And
the
I'm pretty
oldest
sure
stuff
that
is really good.
we've actually probably talked about this too. But as we always say on the podcast, you're never done. And even people who literally talk about this all the time still go through it. So that's another lesson. Like, it's okay to feel this way. It's okay to, be where you are. Anyway, yes. So going back to your reasoning for sometimes when you find yourself, I would say impatient. I would say for me, it's like impatience. Is that the same way for you? Is that how you feel? Like, what's
Yeah,
going on? Where is it?
it's like a sense of urgency where it's
Yeah.
like I have to do more, I have to be more, I have to have more, I have to produce more, like more, more, more. And then it's like the urgency of it.
Yeah.
Like, why the urgency? You know, like more is
Yeah.
gonna come naturally, more is gonna be created naturally. Like everything in nature grows in its own time and its own cycles. It's not always growing, sometimes it's dormant, right? But yeah, it's just like this innate sense of urgency, which I feel like is partially tied to my mission of like being here to change the world, elevate the consciousness. So, like, you know, I only got so much time in this lifetime, so I'm trying to fit it all in. But at the same time, like balancing that with like, okay, but also like we can come back, we can reincarnate if we don't get it all done in this lifetime, which is like one of my favorite things to tell myself. And
You do say that a lot, which
I
is kind of
think, well, that gives
upsetting.
me peace, honestly. Like,
Yeah,
if I
it
don't get
does.
it all done in this lifetime, I can have peace knowing that I'll probably just keep coming back till it's more done. So it's fine. But yeah, it's just like this weird addiction to urgency, addiction to creation. And there's part of like similar to you, like kind of being allergic to the resting. And I've recently become more comfortable in rest and taking things slower. And honestly, getting a dog helped me so much to like lay off of working all the time and help me to
Yeah.
be less of a workaholic and just play in the backyard more, go on walks more, snuggle more, you know, just slow it down and like be present. My dog is like so present. He teaches me so much about that. But generally speaking, most of my adult life, I've been like addicted to the doing and the creating. And I just feel like it's old habits die hard. Like sometimes it takes time to undo these thought patterns and to create new ways of being. Like, yes, a lot of transformation can be instantaneous. I've seen it, I've done it. But sometimes if you've been practicing something for a long time, it takes a little bit of time to undo that and to relearn and to just learn how to slow down and just make peace with where you are. And I think when we don't have peace with where we are, it's because a part of us just doesn't really trust that what we want will actually happen without us forcing it to happen, which is like so ironic as a manifestation teacher and law of attraction coach. But it also makes perfect sense because we latch on to the idea of law of attraction and manifestation in like a control freaky way of like, now I can control everything in my life. I can make it all happen energetically and I can co-create it and be in alignment with it to make it happen faster. But we have to keep sight of like just not doing it to the point of burnout or not having a sense of harmony and balance in your life.
I'm writing down things I don't want to forget.
Yeah.
So when you feel this way, well, a couple things came up as you were speaking. One of them being, you feel the sense of urgency and time's running out and you only have so much time. But then I immediately, and I've immediately in my head before you even said it, my thing is like, what if I run out of time? I'm behind. I know I'm behind. What if I run out of time? What if I run out of time? That's like on a constant loop. And it occurs to me when I heard you say it, I heard in my head, like, do you really think that the universe wants you to kill yourself trying to rush everything? Like, if you achieved everything you wanted to in this lifetime by going at 100 miles per hour, like, is that a life worth living? You know what I mean? Like, what's the
Right, like
alternative?
you did it, but at what cost? And did you enjoy the process? And were you healthy and able to enjoy it?
So it's like asking, being present enough to ask yourself these questions. And that's why we do this. That's why we have these conversations on air, because I would never have come up with that if I hadn't heard her say exactly how I was feeling too. And then the other thing was, if we could remind ourselves too, first of all, I always feel this way, especially in like the winter, the dormant time when the earth goes to sleep. I'm like, no, society tells me I must keep going. I can't go to sleep too. I can't lay down. I can't rest. And it's exactly the opposite. You know, we've had an episode on this where you have to teach yourself to go with the seasons, not necessarily the seasons of nature, although that does help, but the seasons of you. We all have internal seasons as well. And when you can.
If you're a woman, you have your cycle too. That should be honored, which
Yes.
is never honored.
No, right? Because we come out of the womb like going and going and going and learning from our outside influences. And the way that our world works, that there's no stopping. What do you mean? We can't stop. We can't like rest. You have to show, if you're sick, show up to work anyway. If you need a mental health day, oh well. I mean, I think we're getting better with that now, but gosh, it's been taking long enough. And then I saw a lot of like sign, I would say signs, synchronicities when I was feeling like this recently, that really kind of helped me, which were the theme of like, just because you don't see what's coming doesn't mean that it's not happening. Doesn't mean that there are things happening under the surface. When you're laying down and giving yourself time to rest and giving yourself time for joy and relaxation and peace, that is moving you forward too. And we forget that. I forget that a lot. So just kind of remembering that as well. Like when you're resting, that's also doing something. That's also working. That's also manifesting.
Hey, hi, Vibinet homies. It's your homegirl, Kelsey, here. Have you ever felt like you're stuck in the daily grind and looking for a simple and therapeutic way to elevate your life? Well, I've got something super special for you. Introducing the 1111 Club, my new Etsy shop, and your go-to destination for transformative, downloadable, and printable journals. Imagine unlocking the secrets to a positive money mindset, diving deep into transformative shadow work, and manifesting your best year yet with my New Year Manifestation Journal. These journals are crafted and channeled by yours truly to guide you on your journey to living a best life. Many of the prompts and exercises you'll find inside the journals are tools I personally use and tools that I use with my high-paying clients that you can now access for only $11.11 a journal. And as a special treat for our podcast listeners, enjoy an exclusive 30% off on all journals right now. Yes, you heard that right, 30% off. Just use the code HVI30 at checkout. Don't miss out on the chance to transform your life one page at a time. Head over to the 1111 Club on Etsy right now. Your journey to a better you starts here. And as always, I've linked to the shop in the show notes. Happy journaling. And what's been really helping me is to set more boundaries with like working and producing and to go with more of my ebb and flow. So I'm sure you can relate, like as a Mani Gen, like we have these spurts of energy. And even if you're not a manifesting generator in human design, which if you're like, what the F is human design? Go listen to our human design episodes so you can learn more about your type and stuff. But especially as a manifesting generator, we have these ebbs and flows. We're super, super inspired, and then we're really tired. And then we're super inspired, and then we're really tired. And we don't have necessarily the most consistent energy, especially because I'm emotional. So I go like up and down a lot. So I've just learned to ride that and know that like there's always gonna be another up after the down. And I trust that process more than ever. So now when I'm just on a slower phase or if I'm needing a break, I'm like, I know the inspiration will come. I know the motivation will come. I don't worry like, oh, I should be working on that even though I don't feel like it, or even though I don't have the time, or even though I don't have the energy. I'm just like trusting more my creative flow and my process, which has helped me so much. And then I've set this boundary of like, every day, if I can get like 1 to 3 things done off my never ending to-do list for work, 1 to 3, 1 to 3, then that's a productive day. I have moved the needle forward and I am going to allow myself to be happy and rest with that. So like today I made one video for my TikTok. I'm recording this podcast and like, that's it. And the old me would be like, oh, you got to keep working on your list. You got all these things to do. You need to perfect this funnel. You need to create more. You need to make your Instagram post. You need to write a blog article. You need to blah, 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 work on your book, blah, blah, blah. Do all these things. But
and
now I'm
never
just like
satisfied, and it never ends.
1 to 3. I hit my 2 mark for the day. I'm good to go. I'm going to rest for the rest of the day. I'm going to have a bachelor watch party at my house with some of my friends. I'm going to hang out with my dog and I'm going to go to Target, and it's going to be a great day, you know? Instead of worrying, doing, pushing myself for what?
For what?
For what?
Yeah, like I said, the list, and again, guilty. The list never ends, because when you check one thing off, that's kind of like a little hit of dopamine too. So you're like, let's do
True.
It again. Let's do it again. Let's do it again. And then you just exhaust yourself and you end up being so disappointed that you couldn't get everything done. When if you really just focused on, like you said, setting that small attainable goal, not even necessarily small, maybe just like easier goal that is still moving you forward, still making you, as you said, moving the needle forward. And then about the, gosh, there's so many things that you say that I'm like, oh yeah, mention this. When you're having a low swing, I always picture it like a pendulum. And I feel like someone put that imagery from our podcast in my brain. I feel like it was a guest that we had that was like, if the pendulum, was it Shannon Kaiser? I think. I don't want to give her the credit if it's not her, but I'm pretty sure it was her that was like, if the pendulum is swinging this way, it must swing the other way. And so when I'm in that moment, even just recently, I remember saying to my husband, like, I know the pendulum's going to swing the other way. I know it is. I just have to be kind to myself as it does, while it does, while it's working that out. Can we talk for a second about how going to targeted therapy? No, just kidding. Because it kind of is.
White girl therapy right there.
I mean, it smells like popcorn. You can get coffee. There's nothing. It's so nice in there. Okay. Can we talk about why doing something that doesn't feel on the surface productive, but doing it for you is still productive? Because I say this a lot. I say to people, you know, resting is still doing it. Even if you can't see the progress, it's still happening. So let's just talk for a second about why doing something for yourself that you need is still doing good things for you.
Well, I think it comes back to your value system, and you have to take a look at like, how high up on your value system are you putting productivity? Like, are you making productivity more important than self-nourishment? Are you making productivity more important than what you need in order to feel good and to be healthy and thrive? Obviously, we live in a society that very highly values productivity, and that is not an accident, because these companies need people to be productive for them to make money, right? The worker bees. So
I miss our conspiracy episodes.
I think it's partially, especially if you live in the US, I mean, it's definitely the like disease of the people is to be productive at any cost, make money at any cost, keep chasing more, keep doing more. But I mean, that being said, you just have to look at your value system. Like, productivity, I don't think is a wrong value to have. I think it's good. We want to get things done. We want to create things. We want to be valuable assets to society. But don't make it the most important, because then you'll lose sight of the other values that you have, like self-nourishment, like healing, like self-care, like fun, like joy, like play. So I think it's about just remembering to nourish everything that you value and live in alignment with all of your values, and not just get hyper focused on the productivity one.
Yeah. And I think that the reason that we all have been possibly ones to put productivity on a pedestal is because that is what we've been taught and told will get us our goal. So let's say our
And that's
goal,
what we've been rewarded for.
Yeah,
via our
exactly.
teachers
Yes.
growing up, via our
Yep.
parents, via our bosses, via our whatever. Like, we've been socially accepted and rewarded for doing that.
Yep. And if you want something, let's say you want something physical, you must do. We always say also on the podcast, manifesting is a beautiful marriage between trusting mindset work and also action. Like, you can't, I don't think you can just wait for stuff to fall in your lap. You got to do something, even if it's, you know, anything. But I also think that we know that the toxic form of that is productivity is the only thing that's going to get me what I want. And that's where we fall into the trap. So yes, productivity has its place and it is important, as you said. And also mindset, like if we're doing the 50-50 thing, if we're doing the productivity and the manifesting part, the part that is manifesting is finding joy, making sure that you are a vibrational match. So if you feel like having this house is going to bring you peace and you're stressed out all the way up until you get it, that's not an energetic match to whatever it is you want. So that's where that practice comes in. Going to Target and smelling the popcorn, okay? If that brings you peace and that gets you in energetic alignment with whatever it is you're trying to manifest and you feel good, do more of that stuff, because that is what's going to get the mindset piece taken care of. That's what's going to get your peace of mind taken care of and your joy, whatever that means for you. It's a very personal process because we all have to figure out what that is for us. So thank you for joining me in that conversation, Tels. I liked that. I liked
yeah,
that.
And I want
to
add
any other
to
closing
it.
Remarks?
I want to add to it that the biggest irony is what you talked about in the beginning of, like, this disease of withholding from yourself the very thing
Right.
that you want the most, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to withhold my happiness, my relaxation,
yes.
my joy, my sense of worthiness. I'm going to withhold all these things from myself until I produce something or achieve
yeah.
something or do something. And the reason why you're doing that is because you think it's going to motivate you, right? To get that thing. But why do you want that thing? You want that thing so you can
yeah.
feel those feelings. So
exactly.
why don't you just allow yourself to feel those
exactly.
feelings now? It doesn't make sense. But when we go deeper, it does make sense, because we've learned that, like, withholding things is a form of motivation, right? Like, your mom won't give you the snack until you do your homework or whatever it is. Like, it shows up in sneaky ways as we're growing up, but then we start to do it to ourselves and we think, oh, this has worked for me in the past. It's going to keep working for me. But what I always say to these people who do this, which myself included in different ways, I think everyone does it in their own way. It's like, one, life is too short to withhold the feelings that you want to feel from yourself in the name of trying to feel them later. Like, that just doesn't make sense. Two, you need to get clear on what those feelings are, and you're the only person who can give yourself permission to feel those now and make it okay to embrace those feelings now before you have the thing, which is, as you know, going to make you a vibrational match to the thing. So you don't have
to the thing.
So you don't have to wait for the outcome to happen and live your life in this very conditional way, where you're waiting for things to change before you allow yourself to feel how you want to feel. That's how we free ourselves from the matrix, right? So that's important. And also just loving the part of you that thinks that that's helping you, you know,
yeah.
like the part of you that's stuck on that old tactic of, I'm going to produce my own carrot on a stick and I'm never going to give it to myself, so I can just keep going and going and going and going and running on the hamster wheel. Like, we love her for wanting you to win at life. You know, we do. But she is just mistaken. She is in the old way. She is stuck in that pattern and she needs to be set free. And the only person who can set her free is you.
Damn, girl. I will say that has been one of my biggest. Yeah, that was probably the biggest thing that I had struggled with. And I am like, I would say 75% better than I ever was. And I noticed it. I think that's the most important thing. When you can notice the patterns and things that used to be completely subconscious and automatic, and you can bring them to the surface and be like, wait a minute, I know this. I recognize this. I've seen this episode before. What can I do about it? And so using that, I've been able to help myself, give myself permission to chill and to rest and to remind myself of all those things that I mentioned earlier, which is there's still progress happening, even if I don't see it right away. I do have to start paring down my to-do list. That's a good idea. I used to do that so much more, and for some reason, I just forgot and I just started adding tons and tons of stuff to my to-do list. But I am definitely going to start implementing that.
Yeah. Well, and when you're a solopreneur or a mom or just a busy person, like it seems like the list never ends. And then when you're making the list, like one thing turns into 10 things, right? So like if something on my list for the day is like, I don't know, produce a podcast episode, it's like under that is like 12 sub steps. And under each of those sub steps is like another sub step. And then I forgot my password to log into the thing. And then I have to reset that. And then it's like everything becomes a thing, right? So what I like to do with my to-do list now is like keep it kind of broad so I don't get too overwhelmed. I don't put all the sub steps on there. I'll just be like, produce the podcast is my goal. Okay. That's my goal for the day. That's my one thing or my two things or whatever. And then I have on a separate little list, like not time sensitive, not that important, things I would like to do, but I don't need to do them. And that's where I keep like the extra stuff. Like I would love to create this sales page for my website, or I would love to work on this book idea that I have, or I would love to work on this, but those are more like can do's, not like have to do's. So I keep those separate so I don't feel like my list is as big. And that's more of like a menu of things I can work on when I feel like working on them, but not like, you gotta get this done. Here's more stuff that you didn't get done today, you know? So it has like a different vibe. So I kind of like to separate my to-do list like that. And then one of my other favorite things is just like go through my list and just delete stuff that actually just doesn't matter. Like stupid stuff I
I
put in there.
love deleting stuff.
I'm like, actually, I don't need to do this at all. Or I could ask someone else to do this, or I could just ask the universe to do it. Done. Goodbye.
See you never.
See ya never.
I like
Probably
that.
see you later though, because you know it all comes back. But what I wanted to say too to what you were saying is that we need to remember that healing happens in cycles, like an onion, like there's layers. So even though we've talked about this before on the podcast, which I think the episode was called Permission to Rest or something. I think it was called Permission to
Probably.
Rest. It's back in the archives, you'll have to search for it. But it's funny because you know, we're revisiting this topic. We've struggled with it a lot. I'm sure our listeners have, but now we're on a new level of mastery with it. We're not at the same place we were before. Maybe it's the same struggle, the same topic, but we have made progress. We have come a long way, and now we're getting deeper into it and peeling back more layers of wounding to be healed and just making that process like natural and okay and not judging ourselves for like, oh, I thought I was done with that. I thought I didn't do that anymore. Why am I still talking about this? I can't believe this is still bothering me. I can't believe I'm still doing this stupid thing, even though I know how stupid it is, you know?
I still low-key wish that like I would just be done with some stuff. But I know
Yeah,
on a higher
everybody
level, like
does.
I completely know that we're never, if you think you're gonna listen to this podcast and be done, yeah, that's not what we're here for. Because we're not even done. I don't think anybody's done. When you're done, you're dead, I think Esther Hicks says. But yeah, it's just, and I like that you said that it's just a new level. Again, I'm so much better than I was when I 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 1 year ago, and yet we all have seasons where we're like, feel like we've never learned anything. And you're starting at square one, but you know you're not, because if you really take stock of how far you've come and everything that you've accomplished and all the progress you've made, you think a little bit differently about it. And it's just giving yourself that time to either do that or sit in those feelings and feel them so they heal and process and get out. Remember? Tells if you feel it, you heal it. And when you feel it for 1 minute, it could take away like 5 years of pretending that you don't feel
True. Life is too short to try and keep those emotions at bay. Talk about wasting
because
energy. That is a
you're
lot
still, you can't,
of
I don't think
energy.
it's ever possible to just not feel it. You compartmentalize it, it's still there. You shove it down, it's still there. You try to not to talk about it or to distract yourself, it's still there. It's just numb. It's just a dull ache versus like the full extent of the feelings. And right now I'm kind of talking about like more painful feelings, more low vibe, sadness, anger, depression, whatever it might be for you, anxiety,
Impatience.
impatience. But if you can sit with it and really get brave and ask yourself the important questions of like, okay, self, let's play. Why do I feel like this? What am I afraid of? What part of me is trying to protect me and why? And really get brave with those answers. It's so much less than it feels before you start it. Every single time I've done this process, which is a lot, feeling it and actually being in that moment, I have this awareness of like, oh my goodness, this is hard, but it's also so enlightening. And it's also so, I have so many revelations that I wouldn't have had before. And it's also processing out of me now because I'm giving myself the space to do that. So it's very, very important that you allow yourself that.
Yeah.
Kelsey's and if you're really good at that. Like, she's expert at that.
Well, I was going to offer like some self-inquiry for anyone who's in the phase of like feeling like they're behind, feeling super impatient, feeling this like angst, this nervousness, this anxiety energy of like, gotta get it done yesterday, I'm behind. Like if you're in that vibe, I would invite you to just take a nice deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. And just like seat yourself in the seat of your soul, like get down into like your tummy area, like where you exist.
Is that where the soul is for you?
Yeah, we're just gonna envision that it's like a little light in your belly. Okay, so this is like your soul in the deepest part of you. You're gonna connect there. And I want you to just ask, like, is it really that important that I get it done really quickly? Or am I just not trusting myself? And am I just not trusting my life? Mm-hmm. Right? Because this really comes down to, if you trust that you'll get it done in time, then you know that you're going to get it done and you don't have to rush and push and overdo it. Is there a time and a place for urgency? Of course. Is it all the time? No, nothing is all the time, right? So just when you start to get overwhelmed, when you start to get antsy, when you start to feel like you're behind, remind yourself that you're never behind the present moment. You're always in the present moment. It's impossible to be behind, right? There is like no actual timeline. So you can't be behind. Behind what? Someone else? No. Behind yourself?
No. We're not doing that.
We don't do that. We don't play that game here, okay? So you're not behind. Just take a few deep breaths. Give yourself permission to go at the pace that you're going at. And know that it's all going to get done. It always gets done. And if it doesn't, it just will come back again. Like I always tell myself.
You got another one. Oh my gosh. That's so funny.
Just keep on coming back, like you're probably going to do anyway.
Hey, Lindsay here. Have you seen what's new inside my Align Your Mind membership? Members already get instant access to my best hypnotherapy audios, mindset hacks, manifesting methods, and more on demand right at their fingertips. But now when you join AYM, you'll also get a major VIP level upgrade with my brand new goal-focused hypnotherapy toolkits. These toolkits inside AYM are carefully curated hypnotherapy bundles designed with your specific goals in mind. Whether you desire to call in more money consistently, get out of the mindset rut that you're in, renew your passion and confidence, manifest with more ease and power, cultivate more self-love and inner knowing, or finally release the burdens from your past and heal. Once your subconscious mind is on board with your goal, it's a done deal, and that's what my toolkits are designed to do for you. So if you're ready to rewire your mind, release what's holding you back, and manifest your desires with ease, the AYM membership is where it's at. Just hit the link in the episode description and start embodying your highest potential.
I have a tea towel. Tells that says nature never rushes and yet everything gets done,
right?
And I didn't know that it said that when I bought it. And I saw it the other day and I was like, holy crap, universe, geez, thanks. You're a like, lot I needed
this
that
kitchen towel is my medicine. This
kitchen tea towel is, yes, it can come from anywhere, guys. But let's talk about, if we could, I don't know, do we have enough, are we doing clothing things, or are we going to Patreon soon?
We can go a few more minutes and then we'll go to Patreon. Okay. Sounds good.
Let's give our lovely people a few of the things that really help us when we feel this way. Like what can kind of get us out of the funk?
Yeah.
And more, back to who we are.
Yeah. Well, I shared my to-do list trick. I shared the self-inquiry. Another thing that really works well is exercise. So like moving the anxious energy. Sometimes it helps to like move it a lot, or sometimes it helps to like slow it down. So it depends on the day, but sometimes I'm like, okay, let me go to the gym. Let me move some weights. Let me run on the treadmill. Let me exert it. But other days it's like, no, I actually do need to go slow. Let me stretch. Let me do some yoga. Let me lay on the floor, you know? So I would say using your body to help bring you to a baseline, really efficient way to move some energy. By the way, can you hear my dog barking a lot, or is it cool? Okay, perfect.
Didn't hear at all.
Simmer down, be quiet. Okay,
he's trying to give
you share one. I know.
Give tips too.
He's like, my trick is getting out of this crate and running around the backyard.
Well, that is
that's
a good
how
one.
I stay in the present moment.
Getting out in nature. I can't really say anything else besides, like, you know, it's never not worked for me. Going out and putting my face in the sun. If it's applicable for you, I know it's questionable weather for a lot of people, but if you do have, you know, any kind of vitamin D sun source that you can go and stick your face in the sun. And I always set the intention when I'm doing that to, when I'm laying outside or just standing, you know, facing the sun, I always say, like, just give me whatever I need, universe, in these sun rays, in these sunbeams, let it transmit to me. And it's just, you know, it's just like a little prayer, a little intention for like peace. And for someone listening, anyone, it might be joy. It might be creativity. Let me unblock my creative side. Let me, you know, find more ways to feel joy or peace or well-being today. Another thing, the biggest thing for me, honestly, Kels, I do not feel this way if I feel connected. And by connected, I mean to my guides, to my soul, to the universe itself. If I know that there's open communication and I feel that energetically, sometimes it's stronger than others. And sometimes I just feel adrift. And when I do feel adrift and like I haven't been doing my stuff, it's always when I haven't been doing mindset work. I haven't been setting intentions. I haven't been paying attention to, you know, the signs that are always coming in anyway. I just forget. I get distracted. And then I wonder why I feel like poo. Anytime I feel that way, doing the practice of, I don't know, I might draw cards for myself. I might just talk to my ancestors or my guides or the universe and just like have that audible conversation and trust that it's getting heard by the beings that need to hear it. Whatever that is for you, anything that gets you back connected to your soul, whatever that is, that's bigger than you, that you connect with. Oh my gosh. It's a game changer. Preferably in the sun. If you can do that in the sun, it's even better.
Yeah, the sun definitely helps. And something that helps me too, that came to me while you were talking, is journaling on like what I'm actually afraid of.
Yeah.
So I'm impatient for this because I think that this won't happen. What if this doesn't work out? What if this doesn't happen? Blah, blah, blah. And then I look at those fears and I just have compassion for the part of me that's like in that worry mode. And I usually just cross them off one by one of like, okay, this would actually never happen. Okay, logically, no. This is not very likely. Even if this didn't happen, I'll be fine. You know, like, do I really need that to be happy? No, you know. So just going through the list and just really bringing myself back down to earth and seeing the fears on paper takes away the power of them, I would say.
Absolutely. It's the same kind of magic that happens when you write down your to-do list, when you write down and brainstorm your ideas, when you write down anything that's kind of clogging up your thought process. Getting it on the paper frees it from your mind. And in this case of fears, it frees it from your nervous system. It's kind of, it allows you to see it for what it is versus feeling it for this abstract thing that you're just trying to run away from. 100% of the time works for me. Also, that's another really, really big one. Have you ever done this process? And I'm just curious, have you ever done the journaling process and not figured out what the fear was? Have you ever had it not come up for you? Because I've always had something come up.
No, I always gain a lot of clarity when I just take the time to ask and like get curious. I've never been like, oh, I still am so confused. No.
Well, and if you do feel that way, because I know that some people may have had moments where they journal and they don't get any clarity, I would challenge you to trust the first thing that comes up, because usually it does come up, but we second guess it and we're like, I don't know.
Is that really the thing? That that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Just play around with what if that was the thing. Let's just go there and see what happens. It will help you a lot, usually.
Yeah. So I think that's good. I think that's a good place to wrap it up. You guys have some journal prompts you can use. You have some perspective shifts. You have some just ideas that will hopefully help bring you peace and peace of mind and not feel like you have to rush through everything and get it all done. Because like, for what? Who's putting the pressure? I always remind myself, like, I'm the only one putting these deadlines on myself. I'm the only one putting these insanely harsh timelines on myself. Why? Why am I making myself suffer unnecessarily? I don't believe in that. That is a very good question.
And there is an answer. You just have to figure out what it is. And that then you'll be free from it. And you won't have to hold it against yourself anymore. And don't withhold relaxation. Don't withhold peace. It's so dumb.
And it doesn't work. That's the worst part. It doesn't work.
It's not doing the thing that you think it's doing. And you also feel really bad. So go relax and bring yourself peace now so that you can bring yourself more things that will give you peace.
Peace cultivates peace.
That's right.
And happiness cultivates happiness, and momentum cultivates momentum, and it all just brings more of what you are feeling and doing. So just be in the vibes that you want to be in. And if you're not, work with where you're at, and then you will be in the vibes where you are. Feel what you feel now.
For the collective and the Patreon.
Process that. Clear that out. Yeah, I was thinking definitely today would be a good day for an angel message, a little card pull. So if you guys aren't in the Patreon, you can go to patreon.com/highvibe, where you get extended episodes. You get to watch the videos, you get transcripts now, and just for a couple bucks a month, you can support the show and get the extra goodies and things in there. Sometimes we throw in a little free gift here and there for our Patreon people. So check it out. We always link to it in the show notes. And if you love this episode, be sure to share it with a loved one. We would really love to grow the show this year and be able to further monetize, which we can do once we have a certain amount of downloads per episode. So if you can share, that would be awesome. We love you guys so much. And
I want to shout out some of our Patreon people already that have already joined. So thank you so much to Sarah, Amelia, Jennifer, and Corrine. We love you. And if you want to join and join these people, we'll shout you out too.
Yeah, that's right. We'll see you guys in the Patreon until the next episode. Thank you so much for sharing the show, rating the show. We love you guys. We hope this brought you lots of peace and medicine. And just embrace where you are. Smell the roses. Take a deep breath. It's all going to get done. We love you. Bye. Thanks so much for tuning into the show. Thank you to everybody who has left a review and shared the podcast with friends and family. We super appreciate it. It really helps the show a lot.
You can further support the show by joining patreon.com/highvibe to get exclusive content, extended episodes, bonuses, and more. Thanks again for listening. We love you so much, and we'll be back with another new episode. Bye.
Bye.